Hello. Oh, no, that doesn't sound good. It sounds better. Nah. Something about this mic is a little off. Do I sound a little grainy? Because I sound grainy to me. It might be a headphone problem. Let me switch mics. Does this sound any better? No, that sounds worse. Hello. Oh, dear. Hello. No. All right. Listeners, if I do sound not good, please inform me, because I certainly don't sound good in my own headphones. A little grainy. And I know I like to provide you with my sweet voice, and it's as manly and as deep and as lovely as possible. Just lost a listener. Okay. Tonight's show has no theme in particular. I kind of went throughout all genres. And kind of made a playlist about kind of about that, you know. There's a natural progression through several genres, and we're gonna start off with our many genres, with the track from Will Moustakakis's favorite band, Real Estate, and we're gonna start off with that track. I'll talk about it afterwards, but anyway, it's the track "Past Lives" from Real Estate off their 2014 album. Is it Days or Atlas? I forgot to take my thing out. It's from the album Atlas, which I believe came out in 2014, right? Yeah, all right, here we go. Atlas from Real Estate. If you're listening, let me know if I sound bad, like, audio-wise. Like, I know, here's Real Estate.
See the sky. It's not.
There we had Real Estate with their new track, or sorry, no, not their new track, their 2014 track, Past Lives. New track because they just came out with a new album, I believe called Darling, came out, oh, sorry, no, the lead single and the main first track is called Darling. It's the album In Mind, came out on St. Patrick's Day, and it's their first album before their, since their main lead guitarist left the band, and they've tried to replicate the sound. Personally, I don't think they have. It's not as good as their other albums, in my opinion, but nevertheless, they continue to be a band. Let's see. I picked that song because I felt like, well, the other day I was walking in the rain. It was a little chilly, you know, and that song just kind of fits with, I don't know, it just seems like a rainy springtime day track. I don't know. It's a weird comparison to make, but that's certainly how I imagined this track. A little melancholy. But moving on to a new track, very new. In fact, two days old. Emailed to me by none other than Kyle Duke, performing at Lafayette College this Saturday, 6 p.m. on the quad. Please come. I put a lot of work into it, and it's going to be his new single, "She's Your Queen." From his upcoming album that I don't know, that I forget the name of, but I'll get it to you after the break. After the song, but for now, Kyle Duke and his Brown Bag Boys with the track "She's Your Queen."
Makes you feel redeemed. It seems like fun, but don't be so naive. That time you went to hold her hand, she said you were her special man. But these things aren't always what they seem. Called you on your telephone that night. This girl, she's got you feeling out of sight. These voices that you can't ignore, they whisper to beware before your heart will jump too soon across your sleeve.
Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys with She's Your Queen, the new single off the album that I forgot to look up. But new album coming out, I believe, early May. Let's take a look. I don't expect why this would be anywhere. Anyway. He emailed it. I'll check the email that he sent to me, and then I can... then I can tell you, we've been in contact. Special shout out to Teresa, who's listening from all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She will be so fortunate as to witness Kyle Duke and the Brown Bag Boys live on the Quad this Saturday, 6 p.m. Song of the Symposium, who will be featuring later in the show. And next up, we got a track from my favorite rap group. Yes. A Tribe Called Quest, hailing from St. Albans, Queens. And we got a track off there. Really, I just wrote down long name. It's their 1990. It's from a track from their 1990 album, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. And we're going to play the track Footprints, which so happens to feature the Stevie Wonder track Sir Duke. But here is Footprints from A Tribe Called Quest.
Start trudging. Me and my brothers, we be looking and be bugging. Vehicles of life, they be rolling and be nudging. Searching for the virgins of life that be shoving at the door that's cracked. The valleys of time are always on my feet. At least get a level on the bass and on the treble. Footing up and down like a UNLV rebel. The answer be ambitious for we really dig acoustics. Can't be too much tracking, not too much backing. You must contain the neck at least to dip your hip in back. Your feet will be in function, so at least realize the fact. The rhythms are inserted and the nerves can be converted. This ain't rock and roll, cause the rap is in control. If you're a mega star, will you buy you a car? I'd rather go get footing, for Prince I will be putting. All over the earth, we can get there first. Now that we are in it, footprints will be imprinted. So if you recognize them, you can try to size them. They'll probably be the ones with the size not flying. All over the field, you don't have to yield. If you want protection, you can hop behind a shield. On the gallons if you really need to rock. Look, we walk while we talk as we stomp up through the block. Hand in hand, cross the land as Muhammad crossed the fade. It's a tribe who meanders, precious like a jade. It's an art, the arch, minds are ground, they're placed upon. The mind will unwind, it will soar through beyond. Catch the track, track by track, get a map to track a trail. You will find yourself behind, for a map does not prevail. See the levels peaking as the rhythms keep the screeching. A quest, oh yes, a quest inside the jam, I will keep preaching. The point, oh yes, the point, because it's closer, yes, so far. The liveliness is lean as we scoot across the star. We are bulging, I'm indulging in a rat-a-tat-tat. Explanation for the line is that the rhythm is fat. Deep and wide, wide and deep. You can dig it in a tree, but dig it in a grammar, cause the footprint down. It won't keep us from doing a thing as we start swinging. Traveling is bringing joy inside the domes as we hit the road to Rome. A chair is not a chair, a house is not a home. Because my skin is brown, yo, I'm gonna do the town. Rub it in the face and run my feet all through the place. When you get your finger on the music, it'll linger. Sing a song of sixpence, sing it like a singer. A newbie and a newbie and a proud one that remember me. The brother who said black is black. You can come while we quest. I don't play, I don't jest. Get emotions off your chest. We are black, even blessed. Making moves, making motions. Flowing like an ocean. The walking will continue. We know that we will bring you the times that you have waited. Long anticipated. Be gone but not for long, cause the feet will stay strong.
A Tribe Called Quest with Footprints that features Sir Duke, well, samples Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. That's about all I have to say about that. If you're looking for an excellent rap performance, you can look at A Tribe Called Quest featuring Anderson .Paak at the Grammys. An excellent performance featuring a medley of A Tribe Called Quest hits old and new, featuring, I think they played like We the People, as well as Award Tour, at which they played at an award show. And one other track. I don't know what it is, but certainly an excellent performance. I'm a big fan of Anderson .Paak as well. Wish I could play him more on the show. Anyway, next up we've got a band Talking Heads with a track off their 1977 album, Talking Heads 77. This is their debut album. You know, you got a young David Byrne. Let's check at the time he is in 1977, he's only 25. So anyway, we're going to give a listen to I Wish You Wouldn't Say That by Talking Heads.
Change my mind, bring me back the way I used to be. If it takes forever, that's alright. Say the words that I've been trying to hear. Going back, guess it's information that I lack. I've told lies without pent up regret.
Talking Heads with I Wish You Wouldn't Say That. I didn't look up anything about this song. Very uncharacteristic of me. Let's check I Wish You Wouldn't Say That. Let's see what you would find with a quick Google search. Is there anything? It's on Genius. I doubt there's anything. Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, that doesn't seem to have any deep insights in this track. It just seems that David Byrne really, really doesn't want the addressed to say something, that in particular. Moving on to what do I got next? A new track. This one only came out. This was another very recent track. This man has been on Spotify for 6 days. Already has 22,000 monthly listeners. Don't understand how that happened, but we're gonna play his track, which is just, like, I don't know. I'm interested to see if this man will kind of differentiate himself in this lo-fi genre, because so many artists are very, very similar. looking at like Home Shake and Mild High Club, very similar sounds. And if you like those two groups, you'll definitely enjoy this track from Mike Edge. It's called Been So Long. It's a single from from March 31st. Hope you enjoy it. Oh, I messed that transition up. I was looking at it on the wrong computer. You know, as you do. Enjoy Been So Long. Mike Edge with Been So Long, the 2017 single. I didn't really find anything about him either because he's kind of... I think I found a Facebook profile when I Googled him. Yeah, not much to say about Mike Edge. Certainly, I enjoyed the track, got some chill vibes, and wishing him all the success all in his future and musical endeavors. And we're going to move on to a little more successful of a group, but still very indie. This was... I don't know, I haven't enjoyed a track like this in a really long time. It's kind of like a punk, Riot Girl, surf rock track, fast-paced, killer bass line, and I was head-bopping, head-banging even, body moving, certainly. And, let's get straight to it. It's the track JJ from Priests off their 2017 album, Nothing Feels Natural. Here's JJ.
Thank you.
There we had JJ from Priests. Thanks to the new listeners tuning in, Michael Popovich, still listening, I hope. Thanks for sticking with me through that last track. Certainly hope people enjoyed it, but I understand if you don't. Bernabe Villegas, possibly listening, who knows, all the way up in Albany. Who knows? Let me know. I thanks so much for listening. We're up to 6 listeners now at 11:30 p.m., which means that I have to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. And moving on to our next track, which has a title that hurts my feelings. Well, not really, but certainly it seems very applicable to me among life. Perhaps your life as well. I would certainly hope not. But it's the track A New Person, Same Old Mistakes from Tame Impala, their 2015 album Currents. This is a long one, 6 minutes long, but here it is. New Person, Same Old Mistakes.
Thank you.
There we had Tame Impala with the track New Person, Same Old Mistakes, which personally applies to me. Oh, man. Now we have reached my favorite part of the show, but not my favorite part of the show. We've got the point where I have to play PSAs, which are always a fun time. Here we go. Let's do... Yeah, these three sound fun. Let's play them all. Oh, wait, now I have to turn on the computer sound. All right, enjoy. Tune back in 3 minutes, but don't, because listen to these PSAs.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Of course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weren't those nice? Yeah. Okay, moving on. We got four more tracks tonight. And the eighth track of the night comes from the band The Symposium, another band playing. Now, Kyle Duke is opening for this band on Saturday, 6 p.m., The Quad. I cannot stress this enough. Please, please join. It would be a good time. And yeah, here we go. We got a track from The Symposium, their 2015 album, Drugs. And it's going to be their track, Tony Stark.
Just love her like you mean it, baby.
There we had Tony Stark from the Symposium, and I've never actually listened to that track in full before, and I didn't realize that it kind of turned into a slowed down Chopsticks at the end. An interesting development, certainly, from the Chicago-based band coming to Lafayette this Saturday. Moving on. Oh, well, I should give it a little bit of background. Tony Stark, for the uninitiated, everybody who listens to the show, except for my father, probably knows this. Tony Stark is the non-superhero name, the street name of Iron Man in the new movie series, I think, and just in general. And that's my fact for that song. And moving on, we're going to track from the Australian group Hiatus Coyote, from their 2015 album Choose Your Weapon. And people who have listened to Drake's new playlist More Life will recognize this parts of this track. And it's the track Building a Ladder from Hiatus Coyote.
Contact with unease, tarnished point of the sun. strength of your fearless overthrowing your pain. You will see new heights to be reaching. And is it today that you will find a new release? And in your the moss that's covering your simple love for the pot, hope your soul so warm and fast. And I can hear the hinges struggle to last, rusting. Feel my feathers brush from the pot. Of love to you, and I hope the love you built one too. Building a ladder of love to you, and I hope that love you built one too. And then we fly away.
Hiatus Coyote with Building a Ladder. So Drake used this in the it's actually how the playlist, it's an album, but he calls it a playlist. It's how the playlist begins. The middle of the song, he pitch shifts the song up about a half step, maybe a full step, I'm not quite sure. And then he kind of moves into his own beat and is rapping. Interesting, certainly, and it warmed my cold, dead indie heart to hear Hiatus Coyote being used in probably the biggest artist in the world's new album. Certainly an interesting thing, and Drake's certainly not the only member of the rap community to take an interest in Hiatus Coyote. Q-Tip of A Tribe Called Quest, who I played earlier in the show, has taken an interest in them, going so far as to feature on one of their tracks, and they've also been what's the opposite of critiqued? Praised by Jay-Z and some other famous rappers. There we go. Next up, we got an outtake from a past episode of Shock Me Like an Electric Neal. It's the track Bad Girls from Tennis, who just came out with their new album, Conditionally Yours. And this is a track from their album, Ritual and Repeat, from 2015. Here's Bad Girls from Tennis.
Thank you.
Tennis with Bad Girls. So that was an outtake from my Doppelgangers episode where I played two songs of the same name. I didn't really want to play MIA. I'm not sure if that was totally radio. The MIA track that I didn't play, I'm not sure if it was totally radio friendly. But now, on its own, Bad Girls from Tennis. And certainly I'd offer a recommendation to try out MIA's track, Bad Girls. Anyway, moving on to the night's final track, The Distance by Cake, from the 1996 album Fashion Nugget. Certainly not a deep cut, perhaps Cake's most famous track, and almost a 90s hit, almost. Let's give a listen to The Distance from Cake.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
Final track of the night from Cake, The Distance, off the 1996 album Fashion Nugget. Thanks for tuning in. I think I'll stick around, seeing as I came out cleanly to an hour. I'll give you a gentle reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You're probably listening online at WJRH.org. And if you want, you can call in right now at 1-610-330-5316. I'll put that out there for the listeners at home just a couple of times more. You can call in if you'd like at 1-610-330-5316. And one last time, 1-610-330-5316. 330-5316. So I'll just wait around here. We'll see what's popping on Spotify. Oh, there's a new Father John Misty album out as of about an hour ago. Let's see. It is available on Spotify. Very exciting. Certainly, I'll give that a listen. All right. You've got very few seconds left before I end the show. Hey, I was playing some Phony PPL. That's on the computer there. Phony PPL coming to Lafayette College this fall, perhaps. Who knows? I'm sending an email to them in the near future. I really want it to happen. I would be absolutely thrilled. All right. Well, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go register for courses at 7 in the morning, and it seems as though nobody is willing to call in to Lafayette College Radio, but that's okay. I didn't expect anybody to at 12:03 in the morning. Hope everybody has an excellent Friday, an excellent weekend, and I hope you tune in next week, Thursday night at 11 p.m. for the next episode of Shock Me Like an Electric Needle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Speak to you next week.
This generation triumphantly, won't you help to sing?